Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And we head into the happy hour, as it were, final hour of our get-together on this Tuesday. Scraby will take it a little further from 6 o'clock to 7. He's got the Scraby Chronicles coming up. Gwen and Chris, in the meantime, Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby. You know, just so Scraby doesn't worry about it, I know I have a read here. But before I get to that, NBA opening night. And the first game is on the board, Houston, with an early lead on Oak City. It was 21-17. I saw this, though, Tony, and I thought I'd bring this to your attention. I thought it was a good note. The NBA has had 7 different franchises win the championship in the last 7 years. Can you name them all? The last 7 years, 7 different NBA champions. It's the first time in the history of the league that has ever happened.
I can give it a go.
Give it a go.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Bucks got one of them. Yep.
OKC.
OKC last year, of course.
Denver Nuggets.
Nuggies.
Boston Celtics.
I got 4. Doing well.
This is where it starts to get dusty.
Getting hazy now?
let's see. Golden State.
Golden State. Yep. 5. Got 2 more. Trying to do it without looking.
The Lakers.
Lakers? Correct. And you are missing the one I couldn't get. I saw this note earlier, and I racked my brain all day trying to think of the 7th team, and then I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know what it is.
Who is it?
I don't know if Tony said this already. Raptors?
Raptors. Correct.
Duh!
Kawhi Leonard, 2019. Anyway.
Yeah.
But here's the note. 7 different champs the last 7 years.
They got their parity.
Yes. Commissioner Adam Silver has seen in his 12 seasons, 9 different franchises have won. David Stern, in 30 years, saw only 8.
Yeah, the Lakers were dominant in that time.
And the Bulls and the Celtics, and that's about it.
That was they didn't want dynasties. Now we get
now
the parody.
You're getting the parody, but it also goes back to the old joke about David Stern, who everybody felt was dictating who won every year so that the same teams would get there and they'd get high ratings.
Listen, they legislated the dynasty right on out of the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
It make it pretty impossible for you to keep doing it.
I thought it was an interesting note, though.
It
is. There's been more different champs in Adam Silver's tenure than that, in the entire David Stern run.
That was like it's probably still a long debate that we have in sports. Do you enjoy the dynasty?
Is it better? Yeah,
or do you want to see a new team win it every year?
I think we want a new team when there's a dynasty, and when there isn't,
that's right.
We're like, there's not any dynasties anymore. Nobody's any good.
That's right.
Nobody wants the Chiefs to win anymore.
I could totally see myself being like 90 years old and being talking to someone, being like, "Man, there's just no dynasties
no
anymore.
Dynasties like the good
even
old days."
Even though you were the young one railing against it,
I hate the dynasties. Tony likes greatness.
Going to talk some football here, and that means that we remind you that Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch.
You know
your...
what I love about Kevin Durant? That
he's reading a read.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I thought he
Kevin's
was done.
Takes precedent. No, I wasn't, but it's okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL and you can get started.
You may speak.
I wish I had the courage that Kevin Durant does with his hair. Like, he is rocking a regular hair with a hole missing, like right in the center of his head.
None of us like that.
I would have shaved it. I said us
because I have the same
thing.
The
courage of my man to be walking around with just the roof of his head, like the middle of his head. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Not too many people would be willing to do that.
I spend a lot of time for
look,
those,
you can see it from right here.
Yeah,
look
for
at
those watching in the chat, I do a lot of this during the day.
You mean brushing your hair forward?
Well, just over what I perceive to be that, you know, opening there.
Why is it, let me ask you this, why is it that bald people, and I'm talking to my bald guys, why is it that a toupee is, why is it?
No shot.
I mean, now I know you're bald, so you can't just walk in with hair one day and be like, I just grew this over the weekend.
I can always grow it.
I mean, because I knew a kid in college who had really terrible hair problems, and so he had a toupee, and it looked fine. It looked the same.
I think your only hope
stop
would be
lying to him. They never look good. That's the problem is they don't look good.
I don't think they ever look good.
I got a few colleagues.
They can't possibly feel good. Like, that would be my biggest issue.
I would give myself away from tugging at it, thinking that it was off kilter.
Not only that, you got to get
hot in the glue full.
There's a few colleagues in Major League Baseball that
name them.
No, I won't name them.
Once you make the commitment, too, you're stuck because now you can't. I guess you can, but you then have to get grayer ones as you get older.
Right. I would be in for the elaborate lie, though, if I was going to go that far. Like, I would come up with trims.
I think your only hope would be is if, like, we move the show to Savannah, Georgia tomorrow, and then all walked in with hair, and nobody would know. But other than that, we're stuck. All right, so here's our football talk. I'll start with this, and then we'll give you some notes. ESPN put out the its weekly ratings, power ratings. I don't really know. What would you guys do? To me, it's clear the bottom three teams, 30, 31, and 32. What order would you put them in, though? Dolphins, Titans, Jets. Who's the worst of the three?
Say it again. Dolphins, Titans,
Jets. Three worst teams in football. I don't know that you can even come close to arguing any of those.
Jets are really bad.
So the Jets are the worst, you think? That's who they have.
I mean, I know you don't like Tua.
Right.
But they don't have a quarterback right now.
Well, I do like Tua. He's just playing horribly.
Okay, well, he's capable of actually playing at a high level.
The Jets don't have anyone, you don't think?
I don't
Tennessee's
think so.
Still trying to fix their quarterback. And now Mike McCoy has got to weigh them down for a while. But Miami is the worst I've ever seen. And that includes the Greg Camarillo 1-15 year. I mean, they couldn't have been this bad.
I think there is a tinge of you being too close to the situation.
Maybe.
Because
maybe.
I don't think the Dolphins are as bad as the Jets.
As that Greg Camarillo team.
That team was pretty terrible.
I'd have to look it up.
The talent
but I bet you...
compared on both sides is not close.
Devon
There's
Achan.
Way more talent on this team.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're playing worse than that team.
I'm just saying. They were playing to the best of their ability.
No, Cleo Lemon was the guy, the quarterback. I know. That was bad. All right. Here's some NFL notes. Scraby promised you a few. The Monday night game last night, Mike Evans did not come out of it, unfortunately. And he's a guy that I just respect. I respected him more before he... You know, ran on the field in the last game last year to get his 1,000 yards, and maybe he's getting a little karma. I don't know.
It wasn't even him. It was Baker Mayfield that called the play.
Okay. Yeah, you're sticking up for Evans. I'm surprised for you, Scrabe. I thought you'd be...
Oh, but this ain't karma. Why?
It is wild.
Thought you'd be anti-Evans as well.
I mean, I've said some crazy things.
He said karma.
Yeah, karma.
The guy knocked himself out and broke his collarbone, but yeah, it was because he caught one pass last
year.
That's
right.
He said he didn't even ask for it.
Play the game right. Don't make it about yourself.
That is wild right there.
Well, he's out
for the rest of the season. The guy's...
Is it really the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he broke his collarbone. It's almost, it's week 8.
Well, what else could it be than karma then?
Just bad luck?
I'm just kidding. All right, so that was the biggest one. Was there any more big ones last night?
Nico Collins?
Yeah.
Yes, concussion? He limped. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He may have limped, but it was his head that was hurting.
The other ones, let's see. Vikings are sticking with Wentz. They've announced that.
They
Thursday
don't have
night
a choice.
Chargers. McCarthy's not ready yet. And Myers. Raiders wants out for whatever reason. Jacoby Myers.
For whatever reason.
Well, I don't know. Where's he going to go and...
He's actually pretty
good. Change his career around?
Okay. He's actually pretty good.
All right, I'm glad you like him. Finally, your old guy, Greenlaw.
Yeah.
Dre Greenlaw
ran
after an official the other
lost
day.
His mind.
You're not going to win that. Yeah, he got a 1-game suspension for that.
Just one, huh? I feel like chasing an official would be a little...
He's the guy that ran out on the field at the Super Bowl and tore his ACL, right?
Achilles!
How does that even happen?
Oh, that's right. It was in a Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, they were ready to run back on the field. And that's when the 49ers lost, because I watched the mic'd up after.
The Chiefs were much better.
Oh, it was right. That's right. I remember they had the mic'd up. It was like, I think...
Yeah, they're like, wait... What's going on with Dre?
Yeah.
What's going on with Dre?
Yeah, and Chiefs are way better. We know that.
I mean, I think the Super Bowl literally went to the end of the overtime.
Yeah.
It was zeros on the clock. That's how good the team was.
And what had Greenlaw done about it?
Nothing.
Well, he was...
The Chiefs fix was in, right?
Yeah, there was nothing the 49ers could do. Yeah, the referees had already determined it. You've been saying that. You can't have them both. The best football story of the day, though, comes from the Jets. And their fine owner, Woody Johnson, who reminds everybody why his team is so bad often. And Johnson gave the old dreaded, I guess, vote of confidence to Aaron Glenn. But then went on to say the offense is just not clicking and you can't run the ball if you can't pass the ball. That's football 101. Yeah, it's also... knowing how to own your team 101 to not throw your quarterback under the bus in public.
How about this quote? He praised Glenn for turning around parts of the team, but added, it's hard when you have a quarterback with the rating that he's got. I mean, he has ability, but something just is not jiving.
Do you guys want to hear him actually say it to see if it feels a little bit better?
Let's hear it. Here's
Woody Johnson.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, with a rating that we got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
Yeah,
it didn't sound any
better. It actually sounded worse, honestly.
Yeah, it didn't help. But you know, Woody Johnson. I mean, that's the thing with the Jets. They have to overcome him
in the same way the Cowboys have to overcome Jerry.
Well, Cowboys are overcoming Jerry
for
at the moment.
We've got to get to the.
I did notice today though that the defensive statistics in the NFL, despite the Cowboys winning a game or two here. They are still number 32 out of 32 in defense. You know who their coordinator is?
Yes, I saw. I've been waiting for you to talk about this.
How
all
does this
year.
Guy get another job after what he did last year?
Is it Rob Ryan?
No, it's worse. Eberflus.
Is it Ever?
Eberflus.
Well, he's generally considered one of the better defensive minds.
32.
Just because he's not a good head coach doesn't make him a bad coordinator.
32.
They're 32 out of 32 straight.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Looking pretty good.
All right, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
All right. The Cowboys get what they deserve on that one.
You know what's really
say.
Funny, too, is that Jets fans are now coming around and saying they miss Robert Saleh because he actually won with some terrible teams.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Aaron Glenn's going to win some games. I'm going to be wrong, but I still think he's going to win four or five before it's done.
I agree with you. You're not the
I don't think he's completely lost that team. I think they show up, they play, they need better play, but they're still gamers, I think, which is not what I see in my club.
Cole has a great point on the chat, because whenever we trash a quarterback, you have to look at their offensive line, and the Jets have a terrible... When Justin Fields goes back and he has guys being pushed into him...
Can I say this a little bit, though? Because part of the reason why you go out and sign a Justin Fields is
to help you.
Yeah. It's because you know your offensive line is not very good.
I see.
And at the very least, he can get you some running yards to kind of loosen it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That has not happened.
It has not happened.
Yeah, Miami doesn't have the same excuse. They should have, by now, gotten a line to help Tua because he's a pretty accurate quarterback when he's not moving backwards.
As is everybody,
as is almost every play for him, too. All right, break time, traffic time. Gwen and Chris rolling on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I mean, the beauty about kicking off the 522 segment is there's no read. So I'm free to just kind of go into the segment.
Well, I think this is great that we're doing this, but I mean, I still look out for our listeners who probably want to hear us talk about sports radio, not read ads all day. But you know,
well, it's part of the job.
Blame Scraby for this, everyone.
Let's update everybody on what happened with the reads today.
And coming up at 5:30, another big read for you. Don't miss it.
Oh, yeah, we got a good read.
Yeah, miss it.
Chris has missed three. Tony has missed one.
And you missed one.
I did not miss one.
Even though you're not keeping
you
track.
You missed it.
You kind of missed it.
Okay. You read it in the middle of the thing.
Let me pull back this big curtain. Kelly Danick's spot in traffic was Toyota of Poway. So I couldn't go Toyota of Poway right to Kia.
Oh, well, I couldn't go straight.
So you had to put some space there.
Law guy straight to Spiro's Mediterranean food. It would have been a little confusing.
We were finding some loopholes. All right, in sports news. WNBA set to have a new collective bargaining happening here soon.
This could get ugly.
Although Adam Silver seemed to offer some optimism as he talked about it.
Well,
Silver
is a commissioner. He's in charge of it, they might have a shot.
He is. I mean,
the WNBA commissioner. We can leave her out because that would help.
I think because most of the NBA teams are the ones who are funding, I think he's going to be probably more involved. He was asked on the Today Show, host Craig Melvin on Tuesday, if WNBA players should get a larger share of total revenue. They get 9%, they get 9% of the total revenue compared to roughly 50% of the revenue of NBA players. Should they be getting a larger share of revenue in the WNBA? And Silver was quick to clarify, yes, I think share is the wrong way to look at it because there's so much more revenue in the NBA. You should look at it in the absolute numbers in terms of what they're making. They're going to get a big increase in this cycle of collective bargaining agreement, and they deserve it. And so that is the optimism.
That is optimistic. But let me just take a wild guess, because I've seen a few of these things over my lifetime, Tony.
Yes, you have.
Adam Silver is going to say they're going to get a big increase. The WNBA Players Association is not going to find that offer to be enough. That's how every one of these has ever gone, right? Like, if Adam Silver tripled their salary, and I'm not saying that's enough, you're not going to accept the first offer. That's not how negotiations go. You come back and go, come on, you can do better than that. And then they start in with it.
Yeah. The WNBA and the NBA use different revenue sharing systems, and the NBA players make roughly half of basketball-related income /BRI, with the other half going to the owners. BRI determines the NBA salary cap. The WNBA's current CBA does not explicitly use BRI to determine the salary cap. The CBA sets the salary cap for each year of the agreement. Yeah. So
I know there's some people who flat out there saying, well, you know, the WNBA doesn't make as much money. That's why they don't make as much money. They're not asking for the same money that the NBA players are asking for. So let's be clear.
And they may not even be asking for 50% in revenue share.
They're just asking for some reasonable semblance of revenue share.
Right.
Somewhat commiserate with what the NBA does in revenue share. And that seems to be fair for them to ask for.
The collective bargaining agreement is set to expire in 10 days, October 31st. Ooh. So on Halloween, it could get scary.
Like what I did there. Either get an agreement or they sign up for SD Fat Loss, because that's the $200 deadline. October 31st. So they're running out of time either way.
We have not, and listen, it's not for another 3 days, but we haven't talked much about the Blue World Series we're about to experience.
Yeah.
Blue Jays, Dodgers. I think Chris told us. Well, he told us off air earlier, Blake Snell will be the game one starter for the Dodgers. I'm not sure the Blue Jays have announced one yet.
Not announced.
I have game times for all of them.
All right.
No fear. All at 8. 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well done. 5 o'clock Pacific for all 7 games, and hopefully there are 7. First two are north of the border for only the second time ever. Toronto 93 World Series opened in Toronto and finished in Toronto on that Joe Carter walk-off home run. So there's a little history to be made there. Dodgers are trying to become the first back-to-back since, I think it was the Yankees, right?
Yep.
In 98, 99, and 0. As I said earlier. Yeah, so I guess that would be a feather in the cap of the Dodgers that I just don't want them to have.
Yeah, I don't think any of us want them to
None of us want to, man. No. We have to put up with these guys lording over us.
like Dave Marcus.
And they do lord over us. Well, Dave Marcus doesn't, because he's obviously in the Padres side, but the Dodger fans...
He lords over me and Jesse.
Right. The Dodger fans can lord over us, and there isn't a lot we can do. I can't stand that. Anyway.
I can't stand the lording either.
The only thing that can save us is the Jays,
the
baby.
Yeah. The birds.
Give them the bird. Bo Bichette did say he's planning to be available and hopefully in their lineup. That makes them a lot better. Look, Jimenez
If he's Bo Bichette.
Right, if he can play short. Now, maybe you have to DH. I don't know. But if he plays short, they move Jimenez to second. Clement goes to third. Kiner Falefa.
Bench.
Bench is probably, you know, look, you can't compare Kiner Falefa to Bichette. So that's a big upgrade. On the other side, Tanner Scott? Forget the old Padre reliever.
Yes.
He says he's also going to be back for the series.
Oh, my God. Scraby. He's coming back.
I know. Yeah. Do they even want him is the question.
They didn't even need this guy.
They didn't even need this guy.
Now he's going to be back.
Did I read, honestly, that he had some sort of procedure done on his...
Rear end?
Posterior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't read it. Scraby told me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There was apparently a cyst.
Ooh, ouch.
Or something in his buttocks.
That doesn't feel too Ooh. Good. Real quick on...
You know by experience, Chris?
No. But, I mean, even a pimple on your behind can cause discomfort.
True.
So,
that.
Cyst, I would think.
please get us out of this territory.
All right, let's go to the break.
Yeah.
Let's go to break. Rob Orvich.
Yeah, we had a defensive great coordinator. With this guy. If great. You missed this interview, yeah. this was really a good one.
You get a chance to hear it coming up next. Quinn and Chris.
Welcome in. Back, Quinn and Chris, 5:35. Final segment for us. Scraby takes over. He's got an hour of the Chronicles coming up.
The Chronicles!
Little quick note I just saw pop up here, guys. Jets are changing quarterbacks.
Mm.
Officially,
Tyrod
Taylor will get the call.
Tyrod.
Justin Fields.
Tyrod.
Who was not given a vote of confidence by the owner, Woody Johnson, today. We'll go to the bench.
I mean, does his comments pretty much seal the fate that he wasn't going to start?
Maybe,
this week?
Yeah, right. Like, yeah,
the owner comes out and is like, yeah, I don't know, too many coaches that do well with this type of quarterback you got.
Yeah, I don't know too many coaches who keep their job at this guy's quarterbacking.
Yeah,
Aaron Glenn made the necessary move, so the Jets will be changing quarterbacks. This NBA game, it's early, but second quarter been good so far. Opening night, Houston 46, OKC 45. Probably the thing that stands out the most here so far on the stat line, Tony, SGA, 3 points to this point.
Yeah.
They or the said Thunder.
They said the Sangoon kid, the big man for the Rockets, kind of went up to another level during the...
Sangoon, is he defending SGA?
No. I'm not saying in relation to SGA. I'm just talking about the game.
Okay.
He has supposedly improved his game a lot during the European play.
All right. Durant making his Rockets debut has 10 points in the ball game. For Houston, OKC, by the way, it's playing without Jalen Williams, their second best player.
They're starting front
still
line.
Still recovering from a wrist surgery.
Is all, I think, 6'11". They're like,
Houston's?
Yes.
What's Durant, 6'11", right?
Yes, I think they're across the
board. How can anybody that tall shoot like that?
I don't know.
Not fair. Not fair at all.
He doesn't, I mean, I know he's been injured a ton. He doesn't seem like he's slowing down that much either.
It really doesn't. Really. Well, he's mastered the elements of his game. Like, he doesn't go outside of what he
does. He can do.
Right. And so he's just super efficient at it, too.
This hour, 97 through the fan. Speaking of efficient.
Love it.
This has been the best read day ever.
You know
Put
what?
A little competition
you
in
know
it.
What? Just for the hell of it, I'm going to pass. I've already lost. I'm down 3-1.
You are.
So what's 4-1? Not going to really matter.
Well, no. You should read it because it pays our paychecks. That's
I've
why.
Already lost. This hour is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get big, filling, sit-down breakfast for $6? That's right,
for
Tony.
Real.
Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu. It's available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. I like how they sneak that in there.
I want to know, and I know there's probably an easy answer to this, but what...
Why
makes it
$7? Yeah.
I know. Sure. I just tried to tell everybody the first time I read, don't be upset. It's not a trick. Some of these places are $7.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find out why when you get there.
Pay the freight.
I used to go to IHOP, pay the freight. I used to go to IHOP a lot in college because there was IHOP right down the street.
And it's pretty nicely priced.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you can get
some
cakes.
They got good lunch food, too. It's not like all about the pancakes.
All right.
Chris, are you into IHOP?
I've been there. You know, if you put it, let's say, well, I just read an IHOP ad, so don't do what I was going to say. But I probably have
We can move forward, too.
I was just going to say, I probably frequented Denny's more, but I believe Denny's was a little more convenient for me.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that makes
that's
sense.
That's what I'll say.
I've been to both places way too much.
I can dig both.
One real quick note, and then we got to get to our interview, the Aztecs D coordinator, who did a great job, Rob Orich. Blake Snell, starting game one of the World Series. So far, he's 3-0 in the playoffs this year, guys, with a 0.86 ERA and a 0.5 whip.
Can I share something with you guys today? On the way here today, I got a call from my good buddy Ricky Weeks, who's a bench coach for the Brewers currently.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and then somehow we came across, we started talking about the series, and he was like, yeah, man. After his game, he said that the staff was kind of pissed off. Like, why didn't these guys hit? And they said they went and watched the start to
the film, and they were like,
okay, I guess that makes sense why we didn't get any hits off this guy.
Well, here's how good Blake Snell was, or has been. The last pitcher to really do anything like this in postseason, three starts and an ERA under one like that, got to go to Sandy Koufax in the 60s when they only just had the World Series. But Koufax did it in a World Series against the Twins one year, 24 innings, one run. I'm trying to make a comparison there, Scrape.
The
irony of them both being in Dodger uniforms. I'll share this with you guys real quick because got to go to our interview. I was talking to CeCe. I was asking him about his experience being in the Hall of Fame, like sitting in that room. And he, at some point, he came. He said, "Yeah, it was really cool." He said, "But when Sandy walks into the room, like everybody just kind of is like, oh."
Sandy Koufax is currently 89 years old. When they show a shot of him at the stands at Dodger Stadium, he looks like he's 50.
Right. He does. He looks really young.
Incredible. All right. That's how good Blake Snell has been. The Aztec defense, maybe not quite Blake Snell, but they've been really good. Third best in the nation in terms of points allowed. Rob Orich, their defensive coordinator, spent some time with us. And I tell you, we really enjoyed, I know you will, after traffic, you'll hear it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Rob, how are you today? Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well, man. Good to be on the phone with you.
And, we're really excited. Before we get to the football team, Rob Orich, folks, is from Bemidji, Minnesota.
And inaccurate.
Sorry?
That is inaccurate. That's on our website.
Oh, I got to get on Jamie McGonaghy's case for that.
I know. Yeah, get on Jamie's in front of me right now. He's red with embarrassment.
Yeah, he's going to be really bad. Well, all right, let's just cover the Minnesota Duluth, Bemidji State, Idaho, South Dakota. My whole point was getting to the fact that it's that time of year when you're used to some snow starting to fall, Rob. I bet you're pretty happy to be here in Southern California now.
Yeah, it's damn hot out here. I love it.
You know, it's damn hot.
I'm still the thawing from college up there at Duluth. So, shoot, man, it's been good to get out here. My my wife and my kids, they're all over the community playing softball at the beach. So we're enjoying it. It's been a blessing to be here.
Rob, let's talk about your defense here. I mean, this has been the thing that has, I think, been the Aztecs' strength all season long. You guys are in the top 10 in a bunch of different categories defensively. What for you was the sign early on that you guys had a chance to have a pretty good defense?
Well, I don't know if there was necessarily a sign earlier. Honestly, I had some reservations because competing against Coach Lewis and that offense every day, you know, they really challenge you in a bunch of different ways, not only with their tempo, but really with how dialed up and how buttoned up their operation is. And so going through the spring and through fall camp, you know, I would say we had our fair share of days where we won the day, but I wasn't sure how that was going to translate once the lights came on. Now, I've been very impressed at the poise and the maturity of our group defensively, that they've been able to consistently answer the bell for, you know, what I think 4 of the 5 or 5 of the 6 games here. But if you had told me we'd be giving up 12 a game right now, I would have been thrilled taking this job back last January.
Rob Orich is with us, his San Diego State defense leading the way, although, you know, look, you're getting some company in the headlines now, the way the offense has, you know, come to life here the last two games. I imagine you don't mind seeing them out on the field as often as possible, Rob. Keep your guys fresh.
Well, we see it in practice every day. They're a tough opponent. And it's funny the way this team has taken place through the recruiting process, through the transfer portal, and kind of the strengths of our team is, you know, we've really become more of a physical outfit than necessarily the razzle dazzle that maybe some people were expecting. But you got to give credit to Coach Lou and the staff that, hey, it's our job to find ways for our guys to win games at a high level. And that's the number one art of coaching is, what do our guys do well? And so we've really leaned in to those things that showed up.
Rob Orich joins us, Aztecs defensive coordinator, here with us right now. And Rob, specifically watching your defense, you guys can cover on the outside. I mean, how much of a benefit is it to have some corners that when you guys go man up, you guys can cover the field the way you have it, you know, at least buying that defensive line even more time to get to the quarterback?
It's incredibly important. I have 3 kids. I love my 3 kids. Our 2 corners are right behind them. you know, we're a quarters-based operation for people who have watched us and studied us. And what I've been thrilled with is, you know, we obviously – you know, we dedicate enough hats to stop the run at a consistent level. That's a part of the DNA of the defense. But when you do that, you have to rely on your guys in the back in one-on-one situations.
Right.
And I think we're giving up 50% completion percentage right now. And it's not because we're, you know, skying the box and playing too high safeties all the time. It's because those guys are taking on the task and answering the bell. So credit to Coach Sumler. I think he's done an incredible job with our 2 corners. And then probably the biggest area of improvement for us has been our nickel position. And Eric Butler plays that for us, number 6. And he was a free safety for us last year. And we saw his man coverage skills during the offseason through spring that we had to commit him full-time to that nickel position. And it's really allowed us to open up what we do because we have 3 guys who can cover at an elite level.
Yeah, we should mention Coach Orch is with us. Hit the corner that he's in love, or the corners he's in love with. One of them, Chris Johnson was just named to the midseason All-American team. I mean, that's a pretty high praise, and it's pretty well deserved. He's got 2 pick sixes and all kinds of other things. But as a defensive coordinator, Coach, I'm sure you're aware that he has those pick sixes as a result of everything everyone on this defense is doing. What is your philosophy in terms of, putting your whole corner and secondary together and working it in concert with, you know, guys like Trey White and people rushing the passer?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the way that our defense has evolved is, you know, our secondary really complements our pass rush and vice versa. So what we're giving up front from Trey White and August and Niles King, you know, it's allowing our secondary to really play on first breaks of the receiver. And it allows them to be a little bit more aggressive and take a few more shots per game rather than having to play conservative, understanding the play is going to be 4 or 5 seconds. It shouldn't be. And so the way we've been able to flush quarterbacks and the effort we're getting from the D-line, I think those guys have worked well in harmony together. And so for us, we got to keep that going. We got to keep that going. Only 6 games in right now. We got to keep playing at an elite level.
Is that the kind of idea moving forward? Obviously, you're only 6 games in, a lot of season left to go. But I imagine you see more potential for this defense to get even better. How does that look moving forward?
Yeah, you're spot on. Every day we come in and we evaluate, you know, what fundamentally can we continue to get better at? And technically, how can we play a call or a adjustment cleaner? And for us, as we self-scouted ourselves over the past week, there's a bunch of areas of improvement. And so we've dodged some bullets through execution or lack of execution of the opponent, but we're constantly evaluating ourselves and trying to make ourselves more difficult to prepare for. And I think we have a good plan heading into the game this coming weekend against the team up north. We don't say their name in this building.
I love it.
You're going to see a few more wrinkles out of our defense that maybe you haven't seen weeks 1 through 6.
Well, I'm glad I know that because I've been giving them a name mention, but I will not do that any longer the rest of the week, Rob.
We don't say that name in this building.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Rob Orich is with us. All right, I want to ask about some of your strategies moving forward, but I can't help but ask you about our guy on this show is Dale Sean Staley, and that is because prior to his season last year, he and a couple of other kids came into studio one day.
Yeah.
He is a communication major, I'm sure you're aware, and we were so impressed with this guy. He practically took over the show. Tony and I just sat on the sidelines, and he ran the show for us. But I was so happy to see him. He got a Player of the Week earlier this year, and it really seems like he's coming into his own. Talk about some of his leadership in on this defense.
Dale's the best. And, you know, Dale Sean's a young dude from Blue Springs, Missouri, that is out here on the West Coast and kind of living 1,500 miles, 2,000 miles away from all his loved ones and his little siblings. So what part of what makes Dale Sean great is, you know, he's away from a lot of people that are in his, like, immediate family. But every day he comes to work with the same attitude. He's at practice, getting better. He's been an absolute rock for us. I think he's played over 450 snaps this year when you combine defense and special teams. By far number one on our team. Dude, you can just trust that kid. You can trust that kid. And he's been a really fun part of his family to go into battle with.
Yeah, we're excited for everything that's happened. You got two Aztecs for life here. You know, Tony and I and Amanda. You know, to see you guys having this success is fantastic. And we were just saying, I mean, the chips, you kind of keep putting more chips on the table now because, you know, every game it gets a little bit more at stake. But I know that's just the way you guys want it. I cannot let you leave because I gave your offensive coordinator the same business. But apparently you have to be hair challenged with a beard to be one of the top coaches on this staff. Is that?
Yeah. I'm not a traditionally good looking human. And,
I wasn't going there.
We all have strengths and weaknesses. But, you know, we do what we can with what we got. And, you know, Scott Van Pelt is a bald man. Charles Barkley, we're making a comeback.
That's right.
You tell him, Rob. Well, best of luck, man. Good luck this weekend against those guys up from there. And come back from there with another win. We look forward to it. And hopefully we'll catch up with you guys down the road. Thank you, sir.
All right. You guys are the best, man. We'll talk to you.
Rob Orich making a he was a hit for sure today on the program, and his defense has clearly been a hit as the Aztecs head to
been doing some hitting as well
head to Central California
I love that, man. We're not going to even say their name.
No, we're not.
Halftime.
Poor Fresno.
Scraby.
I didn't say the college name. I just said the city.
Halftime of the first NBA game of the year. Rockets 57. Thunder 51. Carmelo wearing a sweatsuit for his debut. Come on, Carmelo.
I knew he was going to say something about it.
Carmelo's the new halftime guy. I mean, really?
He's bringing his own style, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to try to get away. You try to get away with that with Orsillo next year. See how that goes.
It's Tony shows up in his tracksuit.
Hey, Carmelo did it. All right, coming up next, Scraby Chronicles. More on the World Series and whatever else Scraby's mind goes to. We're back tomorrow. 4 hours again?
Yeah,
Sports
baby.
Court?
Keep them coming, baby.
Yeah, baby.
How many spots did we end up missing? 3-1?
Yeah, you lost 3-1.
3-1. All right, we'll see how we do on that tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.